time to check in on the latest news from rural and regional Australia. Our country driver today is senior producer of the ABC's Australia Wide, Bridget Fitzgerald. Welcome to RN Drive.
Thanks, PK.
So there's been some really big, important news that's broken while we've been on air. We spoke to Andrew Lee about it briefly as well, and that's on the Murray-Darling Basin. Just happened just as we were coming to air. What's actually happened here?
So, PK, this all harps back to essentially a recommendation by the Murray-Darling Basin Authority, which oversees all the things to do with the basin. It recommended that there should be more water delivered back into environmental flows through parts of South Australia, Northern Victoria and Southern New South Wales. So the government said, yep, okay, let's do that. And it was going to go ahead with everything as it saw fit. But the Greens wanted to stop that plan from happening because there was an argument among the Greens and among some scientists as well that that would be too harmful for the environment to give that water essentially back to farmers. And this has all been a bit of a tussle. There was a vote due tomorrow, but just this evening, as you touched on there, the government has managed to strike a deal with Labor so that it knows that tomorrow when there is a vote in the Senate that Labor will be with them. And this makes things a whole lot easier for the government because this afternoon, and I would imagine for the past few days as well, there's been lots of furious negotiations with the government trying to get some of the crossbenchers on board because they weren't exactly sure what Labor were going to do. But David Littleproud, who's the Agriculture Minister, says today that he's very pleased that he's struck a deal with Labor. And what this means more broadly is that the plan is a bit more secure than it would have been if the Greens had won what had been successful in their push. Then that might have meant that the Victorian government would have pulled out of the whole plan overall. So there was, it seems like one very specific tussle, but it might have meant the future of the entire plan.
Yeah. So what happens now with the states? Because they've still got to come on board, don't they?
Yeah. So essentially this is kind of one little battle, I guess. It more or less, from what we've heard from the Victorian government, means that they will stay in the plan and I guess fulfil their end of the bargain of what's required of them in the plan. Nationally, there are some little wins, I guess, that the Labor Party have secured, and there's been a release out today from Tony Burke, who was, of course, one of the architects of the plan overall. So he's very pleased to see this going ahead, and he didn't want to see his plan, I guess, go by the wayside. So they've managed to secure some environmental water flows, but there's going to have to be a little bit more negotiation from here on in with New South Wales in particular, who have said that they were unhappy with some parts of the plan. But overall, for all the government today, this has been seen as quite a win.
That's very interesting, Tony Burke coming to the table right at the end there. Let's move the topic on. Regional Australians have long been campaigning to get mobile phone towers built in their area, but even those who do get them have run into problems. What's the story around all of this?
Oh, this is an interesting one out of Badgerbup, which is a small town in the West Australian wheat belt. It's been covered over the weekend. So this small town has had an ongoing reception problem. If you are listening and you actually live out in the country, this will be all too familiar to you. But if you're anyone who travels from the city and goes out to the country and you have to wave your arm up in the air to try and get a phone signal, essentially at Badgerbup, that's their permanent state of being. And so they got a big Telstra tower put in the town to try and fix their black spot problem and to try and boost their reception. But essentially, in the year that that Telstra tower has been put in place, which is part of the government's black spot program to fix all these problems, the strength hasn't improved at all. Essentially, the tower doesn't get enough power, and the locals have said that's because the tower was actually put in the wrong spot in the first place. So there's been a little bit of back and forth between the town and Telstra to say, well, why did you spend all this money on this big tower if it hasn't actually helped fix our problem at all?
Are they being built in places? Why would they be put in the wrong spot?
Well, this one in particular, the argument from the locals is that it was to save on costs because essentially this spot was right next to where, and oh God, I don't know the technical side of it, but essentially it was next to some optic fibre which would basically help to establish where the tower would be, and it would have been a greater cost to try and connect that fibre down the road, up the hill, into the better spot for the tower. So essentially it's a cost-cutting measure that apparently has gone terribly wrong. Telstra has been working with the community to try and put some boosters in place to try and boost the signal because, well, otherwise it's just an entire waste of money, really. So they're still trying to figure out how to fix it. It's just a very interesting story there, a little bit like something out of Utopia, you might say, on ABC TV.
I feel their pain. How absolutely irritating. All right. Finally, the Country Women's Association in Tasmania are on a mission to promote a, you know, kind of trendy new food item, hemp seeds.
Yes. So this is all to support, as I guess the CWA is there to do, their local primary production industry. So since the national government, federal government has said that it's okay to grow hemp seeds for human consumption, there's been a big boost to the industry there in Tassie. They've said, well, you know, we've got a great place to grow this plant, let's go ahead and do it. And the CWA, in turn to try and help their local farmers, are saying, well, now we have to create some recipes that it tastes good in. And they apparently gave some of their hemp shortbread biscuits and some hemp truffles a go at AgFest, which is a big agricultural show that's in northern Tasmania last week. And they were giving them out to people to ask them what they thought about them. And apparently it's a nice light nutty flavour and they went down pretty well.
Oh, I love a nutty flavour.
Yeah, well, there you go. You can have, instead of a bit of almond meal, maybe you can have a bit of hemp seed. I think that's what they're going with.
Yeah.
And apparently very popular. And there's also the purported health benefits as well, that it's a bit of a superfood. So if they can try and get that off the ground, they might be pretty popular.
Oh, I'm always so cynical about superfoods.
That's why I had to say purported.
Yeah, I know, you did a good job there.
It depends on any day of the week where you got a new food.
Which superfood are you into now that you might get ripped off on? All right, Bridget, thanks so much for coming on.
Thanks, Vicky.
Bridget Fitzgerald is a senior producer on the ABC's Australia Wide. This is RN Drive. After the news, we're going to talk about innovation and a couple of other buzzwords, but don't worry, we're not going to talk about them like that. I promise you. It's news time at 7:00.